premierships are won and lost between November to March. Can you just elaborate a bit on that and emphasise why it's so important?
Well, it's a really important period to build your base and your game style. So your base fitness levels, so your ability to endure the AFL season, 22 home and away games, hopefully plus finals, because once you get into the rigour of playing games, players get very sore and it's very difficult to increase your fitness levels. So, and then if you do get hurt in season, the work you've done pre-season, your fitness base, allows you to miss a few weeks and then pick it up really quickly. So the two components are really the ability to get incredibly fit and conditioned to play AFL footy, because it's such an incredibly demanding game. And secondly, again, because of the lack of time on the track in season, it's very hard to shift your strategies and the way you play. So the foundation how you're going to play for the year is built over those, you know, ensuing, you know, 5 months from when you get back. So it's a very intense period. It's physically and mentally draining for the players, but it's also a good period. You haven't got the win-loss spectre hanging over your head and everyone's enthusiastic and vibrant.
We'd like to work more in our football. We'd like more football hours, more time for our coaches to work with players, because we think that's an area we can find more of. We're not talking about flogging, we're just seeking opportunities to be a bit more creative, where, because there's only so much you can do in the theatre and on the Apple Mac with them. At the end of the day, you've got to do.
Yeah, certainly. And what I was alluding to there was, which touched on my previous point about the pre-season, once you get in season, it's hard to spend a lot of time with the players. So what we'd like to do is, but it's hard to improve if you don't work on it. So again, our summer will be slightly different. We'll build in an extra half an hour per session that the groups can go into their areas and work on, you know, forward line, midfield stoppages and defence, you know, specific skills to the position, and then build that, everyone be progressing at the same rate, and then come together where we'll be playing full football. And then in season, we've determined that even though they'll be at a really low level, we'll be able to do more goal kicking, even on their recovery days, even if it might be from 15 metres. So we finished third in the AFL for accuracy. Our set shots from 40 to 50 metres come back a little bit, everything else went up. So we just know that we have some areas to improve upon, and the more we can build it into our program. At the end of the day, footballers have got to do. We can talk about it. We're at our, not our absolute limit, but we're stretching what we can do in the theatre and walkthroughs and conversations and on Apple Mac. So ultimately, we're trying to massage in more time on the paddock.